Hi there. The word for you today is on Lazarus. In John 11, verse 40, Jesus said, "If you would believe, you would see the glory of God." In the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, you'll notice three important principles. Number one, Mary and Martha had a close relationship with Jesus before the crisis arose. You see, when Jesus came to town, he often stayed at their home and ate at their table. In other words, they were givers, not just takers. You can't refuse to give God a minute of your time, an ounce of your energy, or a penny of your money, and then when trouble comes, say, "Lord, why did you let this happen to me?" Jesus said, John 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." What's the secret? Abiding, staying close to him. Number two, having a relationship with Jesus doesn't mean that you won't have trouble. Mary and Martha loved Jesus, entertained him, but they still had trouble. What it does mean is that you can go to Jesus with confidence in times of trouble. Yes, you must pay attention to your career and to your family, but you must also pay attention to the most important relationship of all, and that's the one you have with the Lord. 1 John 3:21, an important scripture. If our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And thirdly, when you bring Jesus into the situation, he will change it. Lazarus was already dead and buried for 4 days by the time Jesus got there. Humanly speaking, it looked hopeless. But in moments like these, God asks you. Jeremiah 32:27, remember that verse. It's a question, is there anything too hard for me? If your answer to that question is, "No, Lord, there's not," then your problem just becomes an opportunity for him to demonstrate his great love and care for you.